Julie's mother always told her to look for the good in people. Great advice, but Julie took it a little too far, thinking she could control her feelings with a simple decision. She says, "It's all in the way you look at it. If you want to love someone, you just look for all their good points and ignore the bad. If you don't want to love them, then you look for their bad points and ignore the good." This was Julie's philosophy. It would take her years to learn that it never works to close your eyes to a part of the total person, to learn that love accepts, not ignores. Right now, Julie is convinced she's in love.
My daddy has a habit of opening up the front door when I'm sitting in the car with a boy, just looking, making sure I'm not smooching around too much. If I am, he'll come outside and knock on the car window and tell me to get inside. Then I'm in for it. If I'm not, he'll just flick the porch light on and off, and that's supposed to tell me I have about 10 minutes to say my goodbyes. No more. If he flicks it a second time, gotta go right then. A third, and I'll be grounded for a month. Bobby and I have been sitting in the driveway for over an hour, and no light flick. I don't know if that means he trusts Bobby or he's just not paying attention. I've just told Bobby about my sister's situation. I feel I can tell him anything, trust him with any secret. And Bobby says, "No one is going to treat my buddy that way, and Carolyn's my buddy. I'm going to go find him and beat the crap out of him." "That won't do any good," I say. And Bobby says, "It'll do me good." I really wish he wouldn't get so mad. It reminds me of a couple weeks ago when he got upset with me and got out of the car and kicked a big dent in the side of it. But nobody's perfect. Mama says, "You should look for everybody's good points and ignore the bad." So that's what I do. Besides, I feel proud that he wants to defend my sister, even though it's useless now. He slips his arm around me and pulls me close to him. "Yeah," he says, "Carolyn's my buddy, but you're my girl. You're the one I want." I smile. I feel such a warmth now. It is so nice to have someone who cares about my sister as I do, and who cares about me even more. We've been seeing each other every night. It's what I look forward to every day, and he's the last thing on my mind at night. Daddy flicks the porch light just as Bobby changes the subject. He's telling me he's planning to start a rock and roll band. I tell him about Mr. Morris's offer to manage me as a singer, a prospect which is still hanging around in my head. He offers the perfect solution. He says, "I'll have a band and you'll be the singer. I'll play bass, and Jimmy, this guy I've been talking to about playing guitar, says he knows a drummer too." Wow, that would be so great. But Daddy would have a fit. "Not if we were married," Bobby says. Then he couldn't say a thing about it. "That would be so great," I say again. I had suspected that he was assuming we were going to get married, but I wasn't for sure. So hearing him say it makes me tingle all over. That would be the ideal life. I could have both my dreams, a husband and a family and singing in a band. Whoops, the light again. Gotta go. He walks me to the door and I go in. It feels like walking into a funeral parlor, walking into that house. Mom and Dad are in the living room watching something on TV. They're not talking and they don't look up as I walk past and go into my room. Saturday comes and again I go with my parents to see my sister. I see them becoming more and more anxious to get it all behind us and I see that as Bobby and I get closer, they are worried. They never say a word, but I know that they think we are having sex. We aren't, but it's getting harder and harder for me to resist. We drive back home in silence. There doesn't seem to be anything to say. As soon as Daddy pulls in the drive, I get out and go in to get ready for my date with Bobby. Bobby picks me up and we drive to Jimmy's so I can meet him. Bobby has his bass with him and they start to play and I sing. I feel like I'm in heaven. Everything is so perfect. I can't believe it's all working out to be so perfect. If we get married, I'll get to sing, be with someone who loves me, and get away from my parents' house. I haven't wanted to tell Bobby how I feel without knowing how he felt, but now, tonight, I know, and I can tell him that I just love him like crazy.